Buffalo Bills into their third week of training camp. They've completed 3 weeks of training camp, and one observer who's been there pretty much every step of the way is the editor-in-chief of Bills Digest. He joins us live on the line right now, Mark Ludwizek. Mark, thank you for coming on the air with us. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well, Murph. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay down here in Carolina where it's warm and sticky, and it feels like the Bills have been in camp longer than 3 weeks, doesn't it?
It does. It's one of those, you just kind of laugh because they started camp so early, you know, when you have that Hall of Fame game. And, here we are. It feels like camp should maybe be nearing its end, and it's, you know, week two for them. So, it's going to be a bit of a longer camp this time around.
Yeah, and you're right that we've got a ways to go. And I'm sure this has hit you too, Mark. It's sort of a truncated camp. I mean, you have the Canton trip, now this trip. Next week, the 3 days, 4 days in Pittsburgh to get ready to play the Steelers. It's not like there's a long stretch of time at St. John Fisher College this summer, which I don't know if that's good or bad. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it's kind of strange. I know we're all kind of used to hunkering down out there and staying in Rochester for a while, or, you know, just going back and forth on the 90 every other day. But it's been weird. It's kind of segmented. Kind of broken up into segments this year, which is different. You know, we'll see if it makes any difference on the field.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, you've been around it long enough. Everybody's got a different theory of what camp should be like and what preseason should be like and who should play and how long they should play, et cetera. And it really doesn't matter in preseason, does it? I mean, we've seen evidence over the years that preseason games don't matter when it comes to regular season success.
No, they really don't. And I know for me personally, I really feel that things change once game planning, you know, comes into consideration. Teams aren't game planning at practice how to attack their own defense. You know, they're trying to install plays and work on things in order to get better in the long process that is training camp. And same thing in these preseason games. You're not game planning against defenses. You're testing things out. You're seeing what may work. And obviously, you want to do well and you hope to do well. But I do think things definitely change quite a bit once game planning enters in early September.
We're live on the line with Mark Ludwizek. He's the editor of Bills Digest. And if you have a comment or a question for Mark, we'll take the calls here. 803-0550, the number, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Hey, Mark, we asked listeners in the first hour of the show how long E.J. Manuel should play in this second preseason game tomorrow night. What do you think? How long should he play? How much action do you think he'll get?
I mean, personally, if I was in charge, I'd give him a half. I mean, this preseason is all about his development. This year is all about E.J. Manuel's development. And I know you've got to be careful and you don't want him to get hurt. And after what happened last year, I can certainly understand the argument for wanting to maybe be a little conservative when it comes to playing time. But at the same time, if he doesn't progress the way you want, and it's certainly been up and down so far, I think you need to maybe roll the dice a little bit, leave him in there a little longer, because I think he's only going to learn through reps and more, you know, opportunities out on the field against other teams.
What do you think of E.J., what you've seen so far in the Hall of Fame game and in practice out at Fisher, Mark?
You know, I think it's been a little disappointing thus far. Again, it's early. I don't want to, you know, sound any alarm bells because, again, like you said, we're still so early in training camp and the preseason that we know that things can change and nothing is really set in stone at this point. But at the same time, I thought he had a difficult first week of camp, and then I thought he started to get a little better last week and maybe the two practices leading up to the Hall of Fame game. And then there really isn't much to judge him from. Two drives in the Hall of Fame game, you know, I'm not going to critique him there. But then I think the last two practices that we saw at Fisher the last couple days were disappointing. I think it was a bit of a regression there, and I think that the things that he struggled with in the first week, you know, we're talking about accuracy and quick decision-making in the pocket, they weren't there, you know, the last couple days. So it's been a little concerning, but again, it's early, so, you know, we'll see if he can get any better from here on out.
And, Mark, here's a question we put on the table in the first hour of the show as well. What would you like to see the Bills accomplish in tomorrow night's game? And it doesn't necessarily have to be about E.J. Manuel, but what would you like to see in that game against Carolina tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, it just naturally would be about E.J. just because so much of this year is about him. I'd like to see some long completions down the field. I mean, I think any evidence of him going through his reads, you know, going 1, 2, 3, and and making the right read and making the right progression quickly, whether it's for a short gain or a long gain. I mean, anytime you can visibly see that on the field, I think those are the types of signs that you really want to see from any quarterback, especially when they're heading from year one to year two. So that's what I'll be looking for this game, and hopefully he'll get a few more opportunities to do it if he stays in there a little longer.
You were there yesterday, I think, after practice when EJ was asked about his goals, and I loved his answer. He said he wants to score. He wants to score a touchdown with that first team. I think that's the answer for EJ and the first team offense, get in the end zone.
Yeah, I agree. Throw some points. Get down there. It sounds simple, but it's hard to do it in practice on the field. And that's one thing I'll say. You know, I will criticize how he's maybe performed on the field this far camp, but I must say his off-field approach, I think the way he's handled questions that we all have asked him have been markedly improved. I mean, he doesn't appear to be rattled. I don't think there's really any concern there. I think his approach has been good. He's remained positive, you know, even when we've asked him about some of his camp performances, and that's kind of what you want him to say. So I think his approach has been good. Now we just need to see a little better execution.
Live on the line with Mark Ludwizak, covers the Bills as the editor for Bills Digest. And if you have comments or questions, we've got phone lines open. 803-0550 is the number. What do you make of the backup quarterback battle so far, Jeff Toole versus Thad Lewis? And what do you anticipate coming up in tomorrow night's game, Mark?
I think right now it's Jeff Toole's to lose. I mean, he really has picked up his game quite a bit. We saw in the spring, I think we saw some signs that maybe this was going to be more of an open competition than you would have thought just based on the games last year when Thad Lewis went in there and played pretty well during the regular season. But I think Toole has made some nice gradual strides as a passer. The ball comes out on time a lot of the time when he's in there. And then on the flip side, I think it's been kind of surprising that Thad Lewis has struggled. I mean, here's a guy who, when he was thrown in the lineup last year, I mean, just coming to Buffalo, he was just completely thrown in there without much preparation and practice, and he did, I think, pretty well considering the circumstances. And this year, for I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, I think his accuracy and timing has been a little off. And I think right now, if Jeff Toole can maybe have another stellar preseason performance in one of these games, I think that number two job is certainly his to lose.
Hey, Mark, early on in camp, we there were, as you know, a number of national observers, writers, broadcasters coming through camp when the Bills were really the only camp open. And I want to tell you, you probably caught this too, almost all of them said, there's a lot of talent on this Buffalo roster. Everybody knows the questions about the quarterback, about EJ Manuel, but there's talent throughout this roster, I think. In fact, I've been thinking about it in these terms. You may want to respond to this. If you look at the AFC East, who's got a better receiving core than the Buffalo Bills? Who's got a better running back core than the Buffalo Bills? What do you think? Am I crazy?
Yeah, I know someone asked me the other day, what would Tom Brady do with this receiving core? I mean, really, I think those are valid points. And I think when you look especially at the skill positions on offense and then that defensive line, to me, on paper, this is probably one of the most talented Bills teams we've seen on paper in maybe 10 years. I mean, really, they have players in place to make a difference, and that's why it's just so interesting just how much of it falls on the quarterback. That's just how the lead is these days. It's a passing lead, and you normally, unless you have the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl winning defense, you know, from 12 years ago or whenever that was, most of the time you need your quarterback to make plays, and hopefully EJ Manuel will step up and harness his talent, because like you said, I mean, he's got tremendous pieces around him. I mean, you look at receiver and running back specifically on offense, and I mean, I can't remember the last time the Bills had that much talent at the skill positions.
I think they have talent in the defensive backfield too, Mark, and they're deep, and they're as deep in the defensive backfield as they've been in a long, long time, I believe. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I do think the injuries are a bit of a concern there. I'm interested in seeing how Leodis McKelvin gets back on the field, and I do wonder if Stephon Gilmore is still battling back after he still had that off-season hip injury. Since I don't know if he's looked to me personally to be 100% yet, but if he's healthy, I mean, I like the addition of Corey Graham a lot. I think he's been great ever since the spring. I think Aaron Williams is a quality safety, and I think Denoris Searcy did well last year in limited opportunities. I mean, of course, they lose Jarris Bird, but I think they have some good talent back there. And then, of course, with that front four, they're going to get a pass rush. So, I mean, those guys should, you know, be allowed to make some plays when you're getting pressure on the opposing quarterback.
Mark, how do you watch preseason games? And I don't mean, you know, TV, live, or whatever, but what do you look at? And maybe you can kind of direct listeners tonight as to the ways to watch that game tomorrow night, what to look for in tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, sometimes I just like to look at individual matchups, say, hey, on this play, I'm going to watch this guy, whether it's Chantrell Henderson on the offensive line or, if you're watching on TV, sometimes it's tough if a receiver goes downfield, but I think sometimes that's a way to look at it. In the preseason, when there's so many, you know, backups in there, I think sometimes it's just interesting. You just sit and see who stands out, because there are going to be guys that stand out, and maybe they have a good chance of sticking around, maybe they don't. But there usually are. You know, every year it seems like there's always a couple names that seem to pop up that maybe we all weren't expecting to pop up in the preseason. So that's kind of the way I approach it.
Hey, Mark, tell me the publication schedule for Bills Digest. I know you had a training camp edition. Do you publish one before the regular season begins?
Yeah, we just printed one a couple days ago, so that's got a lot of the training camp coverage in there. We'll have another one coming up early next week. I want to say next Tuesday. And then we'll have our big season preview issue probably, you know, late August before September hits. So we have a couple issues coming out pretty quickly here since there's so much going on.
Yeah, that's good. You're deep into it. What's the information? Anyone who might be interested in subscribing to Bills Digest, Mark?
Sure, thanks. For $2, you can get it online through iTunes or Madster. There are plenty of options online if you prefer to read on a tablet or anything like that. And then you can also get the print edition, which I always prefer. You can get that at Wegmans, Tops, and you can also order subscriptions online as well.
Why do you prefer the print edition, Mark?
You know, I mean, I'm a print guy, Murph. I always have. I like getting the New York Times in the mail. I like reading my Buffalo News every day. I know it may be going away with time, but I'm still one of those people for now.
Yeah, I am too. I thought I was it. I thought I was the last one. Hey, Mark,
we're running out, I think. But yeah, it's in my DNA.
There's not many of us left. Thank you, Mark. It's always good to get a fresh perspective on the Bills from somebody who's out there every day. We appreciate you being on the air with us tonight. Thanks.
Sure, anytime. Enjoy the game tomorrow.